IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoint.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint, a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A warm welcome to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. This is the movie critique, and this is the second episode that we are dealing with the topic of cloning, especially pertaining to the movie The Sixth Day, directed by Roger Spottiswoode. My dear guest, as always, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Well, thank you very much. Well, for taking the offer and coming to the studio. Well, in the last episode, we talked about some of the general points about cloning and how this movie, in fact, depicted the concept of cloning. And both of you agreed that this movie, in fact, was not a real depiction of reality. Well,
or science fiction.
Or science fiction. Well, and I remember that you said that if it weren't for Arnold Schwarzenegger as one of the main characters in the movie, it couldn't have made it into the box office, right?
Sure that.
All right. We know that this movie, let me start with you, Brother Hussein, this time. This movie takes its name from, in fact, one of the verse, or rather a couple of verses from Genesis, the book of Genesis of the Torah or the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. The verses read, God created man in his own image, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Well, the movie obviously took its name from the sixth day, the last phrase, all right?
Yeah.
What do you think of it? What do you make of this?
I'm not very sure, but of course, I feel like it has to do with, playing with God's creation, because God is the creator, so the fact that you're going and changing or replicating his creation, which is an extension, his image, really doesn't sit well with, the belief system that we have in place, which, depends on the person, either Christianity or any of the Abrahamic religions. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's really what I feel about it.
I see.
Didn't make too much of it, really.
Okay. Sayyid Abdullah, what do you think of the sixth day and its name and those verses of the old Bible?
Well, like I said, if you remember, in the last episode, I said there's more to the movie than the actual, entertainment idea of it, right? So if you remember in the credits in the beginning, they were, so first they were pushing the article of Dolly the sheep that was cloned. Mm-hmm. And then after that, the same scientists who cloned the sheep, they said, well, it's possible to clone human beings now, since we know the process.
Yes.
And then they said, well, this created two things. It created the law, whether it's allowed or not, and the ethical consideration of this whole thing. So when it comes to the ethical side of things, they said, well, if God, like you said in Genesis 1 to 26, 25 to 26, it says God, what the God's...
It's 27 to 31, I guess.
124 to 126.
That's, okay, fine.
That's right. What on Genesis, right?
Okay.
So it says God, then he made us on his image, or he made us like him, right? Mm-hmm. So then, okay, if God could create us and his own image, why can't we create ourselves?
right?
Right.
So they, I think they're more like they're trying to push that agenda where we can create even under the pretext of the Bible, for example, mm-hmm. right? Or if the Bible allows it, if we created by God on his image, why can't we make more copies for ourselves?
Yes.
And if you remember in the movie, there was this character that was going around killing the clones. Mm-hmm. And he says it's an abomination, and he was trying to preserve God's will.
Yes.
And even when you have the people protesting in front of that organization or that lab that was making clones, where people saying, well, this is, you
there's
know,
always protests against the
atheists. Yeah, so they're saying this is God. And there's this part of the movie basis. where Schwarzenegger himself goes in, right?
Uh-huh.
And then this is where I think it's a bit tricky. That's where it gets. And then he's like, why did you, God, kill my dog?
Oh, yeah.
Right? He wanted to clone his dog. I'm like, why did you got, if you believe in God, why did he kill my dog? So in a sense, I'm not saying they're trying to defy God per se, but nevertheless, they're trying to say, well, we can justify the 6 day, refer to the verse.
Yes.
Right. So I think they were trying to seek justification from a moral perspective, a moral ground that it could be done.
Yes.
Because we have the verse in Genesis 1 to 24, 26.
Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah. Let's take a break and we'll be back. Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And we are talking about the movie The Sixth Day, which is about cloning. Is there anything wrong, basically, what Brother Hussein was suggesting, that, you know, we have it in our belief system, especially in the mainstream kind of or orthodox type of religion or religiosity, that normally these things are not welcome very warmly. These new phenomenon or phenomena, which happen as a result of like technological advancement, like something like this, and then it puts sometimes it is embedded in it, like especially based on the philosophy of humanism that puts human in the center of the universe rather than God, right? So they're trying to suggest somehow, one way or another, that man could even replace God by creating.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we know that, like, creation and this ability to create, it only belongs to God.
Yeah.
All right? Based on many reasons and attributes, divine attributes that they enumerate. But do you think that they have a hint, the movie has a hint, or those people who had an agenda, as you said, behind the movie, had a hint at this, like, concept that man could be, like, replacing God?
In my opinion, if you look, like, at the big picture of this whole movie, right, just don't concentrate on the effects.
Yes.
The movie, in my opinion, in its nature, is atheistic. Mm-hmm. Right, it has this, because Schwarzenegger himself, he wasn't believing in God, and he made it clear through the movie that he doesn't believe in God, right? Mm-hmm. But he was having this issue of whether he should clone something or not, right? Should I give it the chance to come back to life or not?
Yes.
So, and since it has this atheist notion to it, so obviously they're trying to push God out of the picture. So when you have this guy himself sitting in an office and he's got multiple discs, and even when he killed the scientist, he's like, you know what, I could just replace you.
Mm-hmm.
He is literally playing God.
Exactly.
Right. So since it's not a religious movie, it's an atheistic movie, obviously they're trying to create the role or play the role of God and say, well, he's not needed anymore and we don't need him anymore. That's why you have people protesting outside and, you know, we don't care about what you guys say. You're just noise in the background.
Yes.
But we play God here.
I see.
God has no role. So they obviously that is one of the messages of the movie they're trying to push. Mm-hmm. But as like what you mentioned at the beginning, as a human beings, anything when something new comes in, we find it hard to accept. So yes. We always, I don't know, I think we're immune, or we are against change, I should say. Mm-hmm. When something change comes, we are against it. There's the big difference between Christianity and other religions and Islam, though. When an issue comes along, Islam looks at it from a different perspective. They say, well, okay, let's look at it. Is it allowed under the laws of God or not allowed under the laws of God? Mm-hmm. Before we just fight it off. I say, no, you know, we shouldn't do it. As Christianity does with many things.
Yes.
They close the topic completely. And then later on, like years back, and then they just, you know what? Let's just do it anyway.
Yes.
Like, if you remember like homosexuality back in the 60s, yes. You used to get hanged for it in England. Mm-hmm. Now the church in England are the one who gets you married to another man.
Yeah.
So it's where Islam says, no, you know what? Let's look at the issue. Is it halal? Is it haram? Is it permissible? Not. Do we have this? Do we have that? And then they give a verdict based on that.
Mm-hmm. I see. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah. Let's take a break and we'll be back. Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And we are talking about the movie The Sixth Day, which is about cloning. My guests were Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein. And let me ask Brother Hussein about this concept of man playing the role of God in the movie.
Yeah.
Do you take it easily or... you sort of think like what Sayyid Abdullah said.
So, as a Muslim, I do take it as Sayyid Abdullah had said. Mm-hmm. We Muslims, I feel, are more moderate when it comes to...
changes, you know, like this?
Changes like this.
Mm-hmm.
We look at the facts. We see if it's justifiable, if it can be adopted,
mm-hmm.
You know, into our laws. But if it's not, then we dismiss it, you know, according to reason and facts, not because we are, you know, outraged at the idea without yes. thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel the same way as Sayyid Abdullah feels.
I see. Thank
now
you.
I think if I may interrupt,
yes, sure.
Adam,
go ahead.
They said, like in the sixth sense, right, in Genesis 26,
mm-hmm.
I think the word they were trying to get is, and they will be like us, right? I think that's what the word says, and they will be like us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they might have misinterpreted that word, though.
How so?
When God says they will be like us, not like they... will be able to create like us.
Mm-hmm.
They will be creators of their own. They'll be gods. No. Maybe because like in the beginning of the Bible, like if you read like the first verse of the Bible, and you know, when God said this, and then he mm-hmm. created man in his image.
Yes.
So they will be like us in the sense that they will look on our image. Not that they are gods themselves. But they were trying to push that fact, the translation of that word. No, when God says they will be like us, meaning he creates, we create. Because mm-hmm. if there's a part where the guy says... the scientist, he says, you know what? We created the fish. We created this and this. So a lot of animals went extinct,
mm-hmm.
and they were able to reproduce them through the process of cloning.
Yes.
So he's like, you know, we're playing the role of God here.
Mm.
So I think that's where they misinterpreted that sixth sense. Oh, what was it sixth sense? Sixth day.
Yes.
Quote from Genesis.
Right. Brother Hussein, how about the critical response? You know, we know that the Rotten Tomatoes gave the approval rating of 40%.
Yeah.
In fact, based on reviews from 117 critics. Or we have other critics, for example, from the Chicago Sun-Times, that gave 3 stars out of 4 by Roger Ebert, one of the famous critics. All right? Mm-hmm. How did you like the movie?
So as I said before, I found it to be very, dull. It didn't have any real effect on me, mm-hmm. since I am kind of a movie buff. So I've watched a lot of science fiction mm-hmm. movies that are, you know, more advanced, I guess, because they're newer. They have a more realistic sense, in terms of scientific credibility. So when I watched this movie, I really had this 1990s feeling to it.
I see.
And, I felt like it was very generic. It was, frankly, boring.
I see.
Like I said before.
Okay, so, fine.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Brother Hussein. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah.
Sure.
We were talking about the movie The Sixth Day, which was a 2000 American science fiction action movie directed by Roger Spottiswoode and starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. I hope you like this program. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.